Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Welcome back here down to Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Arena for the Class 1A Division 1 State Volleyball Tournament. Here we're on Court A. We just concluded our Centralia and Gossel game for match number one. Centralia won that in straight sets 2-0. Frankfort now upcoming here against the three-time defending Class 1A Division 1 champions. It's Little River. They are 39-2 this season. Both of their losses coming against an undefeated Ellenwood team. And again, that's both their losses. Ellenwood's undefeated. We'll probably see them tomorrow in Class 2A. As again, tomorrow we also will be down here for both Jefferson County North and as well Valley Heights there on the coverage. But today here we only are covering Centralia and Frankfort. Frankfort, again, after this matchup against Little River, we'll have Centralia. We'll have them back up here on the court are roughly around 12 o'clock, but it's Frankfort here taking it against Little River. Now, Frankfort, they have an underdog story. They have a true underdog story coming into this one. They are 11-29 on this season. They went 0-10 in Twin Valley League play. They are the number 8 seed, the bottom seed coming into this tournament. They were 4-25 before going into the TVL tournament this season, and they were 6-29 before entering the regionals or sub-state postseason play. Right as they were entering the TVL tournament, they were able to beat Donovan West 2-1 and Onega 2-1. And again, that's when they entered the regionals, 6-29. They were able to beat St. John Tipton in straight sets, Sylvan Lucas in straight sets, and was able to have a really good one there over Burlingame in straight sets as well, 25-11 and 28-26. It got them to sub-state. They played Seabury Academy, which they had to work hard for. They lost set 1, 27-25, but were able to win set 2 and 3, 25-17 and 25-7. And, of course, the biggest game of the season for Frankfort is when they upset Rock Hills, the Grizzlies. They sent those Bears right back to their caves, losing in set 1, 25-23, but were able to come out and win set 2 and 3, 26-24 and 25-16. This is a Frankfort team that should not be overlooked. They have battled through lots of adversity this season. They got a lot of great seniors here on their roster, a lot of great players. Ashton Dollinghouse, one of the glue sticks here for this team, a 5'6" outside hitter senior. We'll see her name, and we will hear her called upon a lot. Frankfort, they are head coached by Vicki Adams, who is in her 27th season, and she has won one state title with the team. That was back in 2009 with the last state appearance here for Frankfort in 2010. As I mentioned, Little River, three-time defending champion, head coached well by Kim Rolfs in her 18th season, 11 state appearances has this team gone in their program history. It is incredible what they've been able to do. They have won 5 straight Wheat State League tournaments, and right now the seniors here for Little River are 148-14 through their 4-year career, and they are only 2 wins away from averaging 40 wins a season. Absolutely incredible. Right now, Rolfs is 489-161 as a head coach in her 18 years here on the team. We'll see a lot of Erica Feldman, the reigning KVA Class 1A Division 1 Player of the Year, out on the court tonight. She's an all-star senior setter, all-star senior middle player who this season has had 310 kills on the year. Just a really great player. We'll see her called up in big ways this game. All right, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come right back here to the court side, talk a little more pregame action before we get off the first serve. Again, upcoming, the first matchup for both of these teams in this tournament so far is the Frankfort Wildcats, the number 8, taking on the number 1 in the 3-time defending champs of Class 1A Division 1, the Little River Redskins, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Now's the time to call Trailers for You at 785-292-4166. Looking for a rugged Travelon steel stock trailer built to last, or ready to step up to a premium Merit aluminum stock trailer? We'll get it built your way with the features that matter most to you. And while you're here, let's talk seed. Find out what's working on our farm and get yours ordered today to lock in the best prices. That's Trailers for You in downtown Frankfort, your trusted trailer and seed headquarters. Call us today at 785-292-4166.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Prophet, Kurt Gilman back in studio. We got about 7 minutes until we get off with first serve here between the Frankfort Wildcats, number 8 seed, taking on the Little River Redskins, the number one seed in the three-time defending Class 1A Division I champions, coming in tonight with a 39-2 record, taking on the Frankfort Wildcats, who come in with an 11-29 record. I'd like to also take this time here to remind everyone but that we have an incredible slate of matchups, of course, over on 103.9 KNZA, BTAD, along with Justin Fluke and the Holton Channel right now, tagging up down in Hutch for 3A volleyball. Holton, they just had their first matchup against Hoisington. Also there on the Silver Lake Channel at 11 and 1 p.m., Wade Gershner will be on it, and Silver Lake takes on Heston and Ellsworth. At 1 o'clock, Holton will come right back on, and as well as 2 o'clock, both on 103.9 and the Holton Channel for both of those matchups. Of course, here tonight, we got a great slate of games with this Frankfort and Little River game upcoming here. We'll have Centralia in Frankfort about 12 p.m. We'll take a little bit of a break. We'll step aside. We'll come back around 2 for Frankfort and Gossel, and then we'll come back again at 3 o'clock. So right after that match, we'll have the rematch from last year's state title game, Centralia and Little River. All games here slated on 92.1 KMZA. Tomorrow, we'll kind of be back and forth starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Valley Heights, Oakley. That will be on 92.1 KMZA. And then we'll have JCN starting on Care Radio 93.7 at 11 a.m. against Conway Springs. So again, rest of the day, 92.1. Again, keep the tune to everything. You can also go to the MSUSports.net website for all information and bracket information and up-to-date info. So again, here we're going to take another step aside. We'll come right back for core action here on Core A in Class 1A Division 1 State Tournament Pool Play down here at Dodge City United Wireless Arena. It's the first matchup for both these teams today and this morning. It's the Frankfort Wildcats, the number 8 seed, taking on Little River Redskins, the number 1. Upcoming here, we'll have first serve and set number 1 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're taking you up here to first serve here between the Frankfort Wildcats, number 8 seed, and the number 1 seed, the three-time defending Class 1A Division 1 champions, the Little River Redskins. Again here, Frankfort 11-29 coming into the state tournament. Little River quite opposite there on the record, 39-2. Both their losses coming against the undefeated Class 2A team, Ellenwood. Looking over both starters for both these teams before we get started with action here on the court. Starting here for the lower seed, number 8, Frankfort Wildcats, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the 5'6" senior outside hitter. Savannah Jackson, the 5'7" senior middle hitter. Lorelai Loizo, the 5'9" senior middle. Tessa Parthamer, the 5'7" junior outside hitter. Miley Haug, the 5'5" junior setter. Shane Anderson, the 5'7" sophomore setter. And, of course, don't forget the libero, number 29, Nora Morton, the 5'2" sophomore. Here looking over for the Little River Redskins again. Erica Feldham, the reigning KVA Class 1A Division 1 Player of the Year from last season, has 310 kills, 871 assists, 145 digs, 75 blocks, and 33 aces. An overall great player, a senior middle there from Little River. Again, Adeline Strecker, a senior who has 421 digs on the year. Havana Olander, also a senior. Evie Look, a senior. Lucy Wright, a senior opposite side hitter. Salen Rowley, a junior outside hitter slash middle hitter. She'll switch between both positions. Avery Lafferty, the junior opposite side hitter. And the libero for the Little River Redskins, again, is Adeline Strecker. So here for Little River, Adeline Strecker is libero for the Frankfort Wildcats. We have Nora Morton. Frankfort Wildcats are head coached by Vicki Adams as she entered her 27th season this year. And for Little River, they have also had a pretty vetted head coach in 18 seasons, as Kim Rolfe says. Again, as I mentioned earlier, she is at 489 wins to 161 losses here in her career. And we already talked about it kind of earlier, and I'd like to rehash it. This has been an underdog team, or you could call it the undercat team, if you will, here for the Wildcats. They have had an incredible journey here to get to state. A dark horse journey, if you will, because they were 4-25 before entering the Twin Valley League tournament. And before entering the Twin Valley League tournament, they were 0-10 against league opponents. Frankfort also 6-29 before even entering regionals or sub-states. But Frankfort was able to beat out two teams in that TVL tournament, Johnson West and Onega, both of those 2-1. Frankfort, out of their 11 wins on this season, six of them have been pushed to three sets. Frankfort, an incredible regional, beating St. John's Tipton, Sylvan Lucas, and Burlingame, all in close games. That first set against St. John's Tipton, 28-26. The first set against Sylvan Lucas, 27-25. That second set in Burlingame, 28-26. This is a team that knows pressure. This is a team that knows what it's like to play against the wall and give it all they can give to win it in the moment. It matters and counts. And I'll tell you what, there is no bigger moment than right here against the number one team in the state in Class 1A Division 1. But not just the number one overall team in the state and this tournament, but the three-time defending Class 1A Division 1 champ. Frankfort's going to have to come out and play with tempo. They're going to have to come out and play fast, and they're going to have to come out and play aggressive, and they're going to have to be able to keep it a close game through and through here against this number one overall team. With all that being said, we're now ready for first serve. The Frankfort Wildcats will begin with it. It will be Ashlyn Dollinghouse, who head coach Vicky Adams credits as the glue here for this team, a player who's really a do-it-all, a 5'6" senior outside hitter. She's behind the service line and getting ready and set to begin. So again, here for your Frankfurt Wildcats, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, Savannah Jackson, Laura Lyle, Elizo, Tessa Parthmer, Miley Hag, and Shane Anderson, all here on the court side. And as we get on the way here, Frankfurt on the first serve. It's Dollinghouse. Starting set number one between Little River and the Frankfurt Wildcats. And an early kill here earned by Little River on the near side, putting it down. Savannah Olander, her 286th kill of the season, to put Little River up here early, 1-0. And here Olander goes behind the service line to get it across. Up front here, Parthmer puts that one into the net. Frankfurt Wildcats now down 2-0 early in set one against the Redskins. Olander back to serve again. Olander here, terrific season. She's also a 3-time triple jump champion here in Kansas. Here Parthmer left side for Frankfurt, and a beautiful kill that skips by Olander in the back row. Putting it down a frozen rope is Tessa Parthmer for her first kill of the set. It's now 2-1. Little River still here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Back to serve for Frankfurt. Here's Savannah Jackson. She gets it across. Up front, the front row. Being handled here is the Little River Redskins. Rally puts it down. Frankfurt now handling, putting it back over on a deep set. Here, another chance up front. That is Seldom. Her first time getting some contact on the ball. And she puts it down for a hearty kill for Little River. Now Little River up 3-1 here over Frankfurt. Coming off the bench side here for Little River is Lucy Wright, the senior opposite side hitter. And they will put the libero in Adeline Strecker. Here Loizzo sends it over on a free ball for Little River to handle. Up front, Feldman, and Feldman puts it down for another kill. Back-to-back kills here for Erika Feldman. It is now 4-1, Little River here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. And the libero Strecker puts another one here over on the serve. Loizzo, left side, a set that gets handled in the front court by Little River. Pushed back across. Wildcats with it. Parthmer deflected right back. Loizzo up front. More deflection here up the front of the net. Little River with it. Left side, trying to put it down is Rally. Rally gets handled in the back row. Nice pick up there by Savannah Jackson. And here a long drive between both of these teams. Another attempt here by Rally. Handled once more up front. And it'll get the point here for Little River. Near side boundary. Sailing Rally. Staying less there with the block up front. He has 321 kills on this season. One of the top here in kills. Actually leads the team in kills this season. A junior outside hitter. 5-1 here. Little River leads over Frankfurt. Parthmer with a little finesse tap over, but it gets picked up. Little River chance on the far right side. Lafferty. And now Parthmer behind the 10-foot line. Diagonal spike to the left corner. Could not get put down. And that's a big spike. Near boundary again. Rally with it. And she's had now two cross shots that have went down. It is 6-1. Little River here over Frankfurt. The number one versus the number eight here. Both these teams' first matchup of the tournament play. Strecker sends it over here on the serve. Up front, Haug. Set in the middle, Lorelai Loizzo. Loizzo has to push it back over after the deflection. Now Strecker. Strecker to Rally. Rally looking for the backcourt line, but that goes too far. Frankfurt now finally up, interrupting the Little River scoring Rally here. Little River, they just scored 4 straight points. It's taken care of, though, by a hitting error from the Redskins. It's now 6-2. Frankfurt only down by 4. Here, back set, and a punishment by Feldman. And Feldman, 3 kills in this set. And once she got her hand on the ball, she is not taking it off. Every time Feldman has made contact, there has been a sonic boom right after. She's had 3 kills here in this set. She's a senior this season with 313 kills on the year. Set up front for Lorelai Loizzo, and there she goes against the double block. And right against the grain, she goes right over Rally for the point. And now here, Frankfurt only trailing. They're down 7-3 in set number one. Back to serve. That's a Parthmer, the 5'7" junior outside hitter. It's an over. Seldon setting up rally, and that's a nice 2-1 punch combo up front. Outside hitter to opposite side hitter. And Rally puts down the kill. And now Rally heads behind the service line on the left side. Now 8-3, Little River ahead by Frankfurt. On the 10-foot line, Lord Lidlweiser gets it set up on a back set. Tries to put it down, could not. Here a big spike. Executed well from Havana Olander. She started the scoring here in this game for Little River. Here she continues with her second kill. It's now 9-3. Little River up 9-3 here against the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt's head coach, Vicki Adams, calls her first timeout of the match. Or in set number one, Little River 9, Frankfurt 3. We're back in the quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How is your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And, of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic-coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica. We service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Little River here leading 9-3 in set number one after the Frankfurt Wildcats use their first timeout here in match number one. Here set left side, trying to put that one down. Ashlyn Dollinghouse executing for her first kill of the match and set. So Frankfurt right after the timeout, I'm sure Vicki Adams said, all right, guys, we need to start setting up a little better up front here to our outside hitters. Dollinghouse hasn't really had a chance to get in the game. One of the top outside hitters on this team. And there she goes, her first kill. Left side here. And it looks like they're going to get Little River into the net, calling Havana Olander. And now we're after the timeout. Frankfurt has scored two straight. It's 9-5. Little River up by four. Lorelai Loizzo here on the serve. Just gets it across, a low-hanging serve. And now a dig for Frankfurt in the back row, keeping this one alive. A free ball needs to be sent across, but it goes right into the net from Tessa Parthamer. And Little River now here breaks up the two-point run. They're back up 10-5 here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Heading back to serve after a substitution, Kate Hendrickson, the junior defensive specialist for the Little River Redskins. Here she puts over the right-hand float serve. Back left corner. Now a chance for Dollinghouse to put one down, and she does. Tip from the top of the line. And Dollinghouse, after that timeout, she has made a significantly more of an impact here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Already two kills, 10-6 here. Little River still just teetering that lead over the Wildcats. Heading back to serve now for Frankfurt is number 12, Shane Anderson, the 5'7" sophomore setter. Here, back to left side, a punch across. Frankfurt not able to handle it. And Lucy Rice has a big smile across her face. That's not really what she wanted there on the attack, but that's what she got. She gets credited with the kill. The opposite side, senior hitter. That's her first kill here of the match. And set, 11-6 here. Deliver still over the Wildcats for Frankfurt. Parthamer from the left side, and that is a kill. And that's exactly what you want. If you're not Parthamer, that is Savannah Jackson. Savannah Jackson, her first kill of the set. Love to see a lot of these outside hitters for Frankfurt starting to get involved. Savannah Jackson, Dollinghouse, Olai Loizzo, and Tessa Parthamer all finding involvement here after this timeout. And here, Dollinghouse, a dig in the back row, but unfortunately that one goes way long. And Little River now up 12-7 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Heading back to serve with Savannah Olander, her second time serving in this set. She serves from the right quarter side. Over in the white tops, black bottoms. Frankfurt Wildcats with the red tops and gray bottoms. Both teams, white numerals.
Be right back.
Here, right in the middle, put out by Feldman. Haven't heard her for a while. A crack of thunder. There she is, right back with it. 13-7. Little River here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Olander here the serve. Left side. Picks up in the back court. Frankfurt has to send it over on a free ball. Savannah Jackson executes it. Now you're in the middle. Feldman, she's able to put away a big kill right down Broadway. And Feldman now, 5 kills in this first set. 315 kills on the season for the reigning KVA Class 1A Division 1 player. 14-7. Little River over Frankfurt. Deflection back to the Frankfurt side, leading that Feldman on the block. And now 6 points for Feldman in this set. Frankfurt not shutting her down. They're going to have to if they want to be able to come back. And another timeout here is taken by the Frankfurt Wildcats as they trail 15-7 here over Little River. We'll keep things here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in 92.1 KMZA. Next matchup here we have will be roughly around 12 o'clock. It'll be Frankfurt taking on the Centralia Panthers. Centralia already having played a match against Gossel. They were able to win it. And straight sets 25-20 and 25-18. Frankfurt Wildcats right now down after their second timeout used in this set, down 15-7. After the first timeout, they were able to score 2 points. They were able to get it to about 10-5, or 10-5, and then they made it 10-06. But after that, the closest they would have it would be 11-7. And then Little River is now going on 4-point run here since that point. That's now 15-7. Little River leaves. They have not found an answer yet. And by they, I mean Frankfurt, here for Little River's star player, Erica Feldman, who is right now at 5 kills and a block here in this set. Here play resumes. Here's side here. A kill put down by Savannah Jackson. So again, right after another timeout, Frankfurt able to get back on the board there. They're going to have to do that way more here, though. They want to come back down 15-8 in this first set from Little River. Here, front set, left side, a rally, big power spike down the left line. Chan Anderson not able to handle the heat on it. It's now 16-8, double up here on the scoring from Little River. And the libero for the Redskins back to serve. Adeline Strecker, the senior libero, gets it across. Here's Orlila Wiseau from just on the 10-foot line, putting it over. Here's Rally, a nice tap, and that is a tap for a kill for Salen Rally. 3 kills in the set, including a block. Rally has had some nice work there with that right hand, knowing when to take the heat off and knowing when to apply it. 17-8 now, lead here for Little River over Frankfurt. In the middle, Parthamer deflected right back, Feldman leading the blocking charge. She's now at back-to-back blocks here. 7 total points in this first set for Erica Feldman. She has been on a tear. She is going bananas. And I say that because there are 2 students that are dressed as bananas in the Little River section. Love the costumes here today. I've made a point of it multiple times. I'll continue to do so. Centralia here on their side of the court. Lorelei Loizzo trying to put it down. It gets handled. Now Riley on the left side. Puts it just inside the antenna fairly. And Frankfurt mishandles it in the back row. They're going to call a lift. Little River here, 19-8. Over Frankfurt in set number 1. This serve is across. Back set, it's a deep one to Parthamer. Gets deflected, and another time that Feldman is just reigning her presence at the top of the line. Erica Feldman, a 6'2" senior, the tallest here on the court and the tallest here in court on this court A. She has been a terror here tonight. 22-8 here near side, pushed over by Rally. Frankfurt working with it. Parthamer, nice finesse tap up in the middle. Rally deflected right back to her. Here, looking for the left side, deep push. Frankfurt controlling, now putting it back over. Long ride between both teams, and they get shut down by Lorelei Loizzo up front. The senior middle putting down her first block of the game. Coming out a huge time. Frankfurt now only down 20-9, but still down by 11. Got to make a big rally here. Down large in set 1. Here, Feldman gets the flick to the top of the tape here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Orla Loizzo comes up with some momentum from behind the 10-foot line, and she puts down the kill. Orla Loizzo, two kills in a block in set number one. For the senior middle, 20-10. Frankfurt now only down by 10 here to Little River, and a nice little set put across for the point. That was from Havana Ulander, I think, right in the middle. 20-10 now. Riverside, or excuse me, Little River here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Little River here on the serve, near side, sell them, she gets it over, and that will be sent long. That is our first service error of the set between either team. In that first game, I called Centralia and Gosselin. Both teams combined for 7 service errors in the first set. That is our first one here, set one between Frankfurt and Little River. Here's Parthamer. Puts this one deep, and there you go. Back-to-back service there as well. When it rains, it pours, is what the saying is. And here now it is 22-11. Little River here over Frankfurt. Here the serve over Dollinghouse or Lila Loizzo, and that's a hitting error. So now back. Oh, they're going to say, actually, it was tipped up front. Lorelai Loizzo does get the kill indeed. I didn't see who made the tip. It might have been from the back court there. Got to get your hands out of there in that situation. That's 22-12 now. One down by 10 is Frankfurt, the Little River. Feldman setting up Ulander, and Ulander executes from the left quarter middle. And Ulander now with 4 points in this set. It's 23-12. Little River leads here over Frankfurt. Frankfurt, they've already used 2 timeouts in the set. The last one was when they were down 15-7. Here the serve is over by Hendrickson. Looking deep on the kill. Left corner was Dollinghouse, but missed the spot. It's now 24-12 after the hitting error. And Little River is on set point for set number one here over the number 8 seed. Little River, the defending 3-time Class 1 Division 1 champions, looking to start their journey here against Frankfurt. Here, push across on the set, and a nice point gets put down by Dollinghouse. 24-13, but still lots of work to do here if you're the Frankfurt Wildcats in this first set. Most likely trying just to pick up a little momentum before heading to a set two. Serve is over by Anderson. Here, set to the left side. Into the net goes Little River, Lucy Wright. And now it is 24-14. So Frankfurt holding on here. Got to continue this rally with Shannon Anderson behind the service line. Here up front, Seldom. Nearly a hitting error there, and yes it is. Little River gifting another point to Frankfurt. How much candy can you get from the candy bowl before it runs out? Frankfurt's trying to see here. 24-15. Frankfurt down to Little River in set one. And that will conclude it. Left side, Lucy Wright putting down the hammer to conclude set number one, 25-15. We'll be back here after a quick 1-minute break. Little River securing set one, 25-15 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt entering a must-win set number two here in their first matchup here, both teams' first matchup of the Class 1A Division 1 tournament play in Pool A. Little River right now leading the match, 1-0, 25-15 set one. We'll be back here in a minute for set two, Little River and Frankfurt.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436
to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfort Meat Company, small town butcher with big time flavor.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Little River here up 1-0 in this match against Frankfort. They dominated that first set 25-15. Their largest lead in that set was 22-9 at the largest. And again, it was a primarily Little River set there in that first set. Erica Feldman had a total of 8 points in that set. Absolutely phenomenal. 5 kills and 3 blocks. 3 straight blocks there in that second half of that set. She's a 6'2" senior, the tallest person and athlete here in Class 1A Division I at this tournament. And it has showed. She not only has the height, but she has the vertical leap and has been extremely dominant up front at the net. And here we're getting ready to start set number two. They're getting some substitutions here in for Little River, sending in Adeline Strecker, the libero for the Little River Redskins. Again, the number one overall team here seated in the Class 1A Division I State Tournament. Frankfort, the number 8 seed. All right, we start set number 2, a must-win here for Frankfort, losing the first set 25-15. And here, Frankfort gets the first point of this set. Coming out big there, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, continuing where she left off in set number 1. She had 3 points in that set with 2 kills. Here she earns and garners her first kill of set 2. 1-0, Frankfort leads here over Little River. They need to win this set here. Dig here, Little River, and Feldman looks for that backcourt line. Does she find it? Yes, she does. Feldman continuing her reign of terror. 6 kills here in this match for Erica Feldman. And now here's the serve from Little River's Olander. Up front, Parthamer. Parthamer, a sharp shot to the back line. Retakes the serving possession here for Frankfort. Frankfort up now 2-1. And what a beautiful put down the back row by Tessa Parthamer. Savannah Jackson on the serve for the Wildcats. Up front, set left side, and just plenty of space in front of her. Taking complete advantage. Rally for the kill. Tying it 2-2 here between Frankfort and Little River. Rally had 3 kills in that first set. 4 total points with an additive block. She's got 4 kills here now against Frankfort. 2-2 in set number 2. Must win for Frankfort. Serve is over. Wildcats handling. A deep dish to the left side here for Lorelai Loizzo to try to spike down as she puts it down. All Frankfort's points here in this second set have all been kills from 3 different players. Dollinghouse, Parthamer, and then just then Loizzo. 3-2. Frankfort leads here over Little River. Back to serve Dollinghouse. Just skips it across. And now here Feldman, and she puts it down. Man, it feels like every time I'm saying Feldman, immediately right after, I'm just saying puts it down, kills it, executes it. Feldman, she has just been on fire in this match here against Frankfort. Wildcats still searching for an answer against her. We're tied 3-3 in set number 2 here. Here it is, Frankfort working with it. Lorelai Loizzo sends it all the way to the student section on the Little River side. You can't keep the souvenir, though, Mr. Hot Dog Man. You got to give it back to the court. Got to love the costumes down here. Again, Halloween just on the horizon tomorrow. I've continued to talk about the costumes tonight, and I will continue to talk about the costumes. They are awesome. 4-3. Here, Little River up in set number 2 over Frankfort. After the long hit from Frankfort, skipping the point. Here near side from Shane. Shane Anderson put it across. And now it's Little River's time to deal. And here dealing it well up front is Rally. 5 kills for her in this match. And 2 kills in this second set. Feldman, you're back to serve again for Little River. Puts it over, up in the middle, Lorelai Loizzo. Did they get her on the net, or did they get her for the kill? They give her the kill. I was a little concerned there that Loizzo may have just intertwined herself with the net just then, but able to come away with the big point. 5-4, Little River here leading over Frankfurt in this second set. And Parthamer trying to put a block down, but a kill on the far side for Olander. Little River 6, Frankfurt 4 in set number 2. Little River 1, set 1, 25-15 over Frankfurt. Here back to serve is Rally. Rally sends it deep to the right side. And now a free ball is going to get sent over by Dollinghouse. It gets picked up. Tells him. Here in the middle, a tap. And it's tap to put it down in Lafferty. Her first point of the match. Catching Lorelei Loizo off guard in the front row. 7-4. Little River up over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Rally sends it deep once again to the right side. Here it's a set to Dollinghouse. And now it's being handled left side. Olander now back for Frankfurt. Here, deep push set to the back corner. Back with it, Little River. Little River dishing it back over here. One more chance for Dollinghouse. And Dollinghouse from the left side perfectly puts it down. Going right against the single block. Tips off the top. Kill for Dollinghouse. Her second of the set. Her fourth of the match. Here left side. Dig by Frankfurt. Another attempt here. Right back at it for Olander. Had that first spike attempt before it was dug up. Then went right back at it again. And put it down for the mighty block. 8-5 here. Little River leading over Frankfurt. Trying to secure this first match here with the Wildcats. Frankfurt working with it up front, and that one is dinked out of bounds. But Shane Anderson was trying to finesse it across on his set, but could not get it to go down vertically. And that is a timeout early here, taken in set number 1-2. 9-5. Little River here leads by 4 in set 2. It's a must-win set 2 here for Frankfurt as they lost set 1, 25-15. We're back after a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Little River 9, Frankfurt 5 in set number 2.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Here, Little River leading the way after the Frankfurt timeout, 9-5. On the serve was just then Hendrickson. Frankfurt with it, dishing it over, handling it in the front court is Little River, but hitting that one too strong was Lucy Wright. That's the point for Frankfurt after the timeout. And, you know, kudos to Frankfurt, despite here kind of being mostly dominating this matchup, they have scored every first point after every single timeout. But the big thing is being able to continue that scoring after just one or two. Well, over here up 9-6 over Frankfurt. And this must win set number 2 for the Wildcats. Here, fight up to the top of the net, and Dollinghouse with the block. That's now back-to-back points here after the timeout for Frankfurt. Definitely wanting to continue this going. One of the dark horse teams here in Class 1A Division 1, Frankfurt down 9-7. Feldman setting up Olander. Olander nests it across, but Frankfurt's able to control it. Feldman one more time. Here back to Olander, but Olander goes into the top of the tape. And that's Frankfurt's third straight point here in this set. Frankfurt now down only by one, 9-8 here against Little River. Three straight points after the timeout. Anderson here with the serve for the Wildcats, gets it across here. Olander from the top of the tape, it gets over at least. Frankfurt mishandles it on a set. And now Little River takes a 10-8 lead. Substitutions here on the court for Little River. Coming off is Macy Schubert, and going in back to serve is Evie Look, the 5'6" senior. Look looks to put this one over, and she does. They're off the serve. Now Jackson, a short set to push it over. Now from behind the 10-foot line, Olander, a nice diagonal slide from Olander, about a foot behind that 10-foot line. Found a nice vertical leap and perfectly executed the spike. Olander here, 2 kills in set number 2, 5 kills in the match. Look puts it over here on the serve. Here, set behind the 10-foot line, Parthamer, and that one, I believe, went into the net. Or, no, excuse me, that one goes down for a point for Parthamer. They give her the kill. Now just 11-9, Little River here, up by 2 still, over Frankfurt in set number 2. Elfman, another big-time hit on the near side. And Feldman, 3 kills in the second set, 8 kills total here against Frankfurt. Back to serve is Olander. It's 12-9. Little River leads over Frankfurt. And that's the second service error here for Little River off the serve from Olander. And now it is 12-10. Frankfurt trailing quickly behind, but competing way more here in this second set than in set number 1. Vanna Jackson here on the serve for Frankfurt. And now Feldman, one of the first times that she's had a rare miss here in this match. She sent it too long behind the backcourt line. It is now 12-11. Frankfurt looking for their first chance to tie this set since 1-1 early on. Here's Rally, and that was hit against the near side of Senna. Frankfurt ties it 12-12 in this second set. And just like that, Little River's head coach Kim Walsh, in her 18th season, will decide to call a timeout, not wanting to let Frankfurt take any more momentum here on their side. It's 12-all in set number 2, a must-win set 2 for Frankfurt as they've dropped in set 1, 25-15. We're back after a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Little River calls their first timeout is after Frankfurt's timeout, down 9-6. Frankfurt outscored Little River 6-3 in a run to make it 12-all here in set number 2, a must-win set 2 here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Right after the timeout, Little River comes out and pummels it with Feldman right in the middle. And now it is 13-12. Frankfurt down by 1. First time Little River has scored a point right after a timeout taken. Here in the middle, Parthamer for the backcourt. It gets dug up. Sending it over on a free ball is Little River. Frankfurt with it. Deep dish set to the left side. Parthamer gets deflected right back here to the Frankfurt Wildcat. It's behind the 10-foot line, but Melizzo sends it over on a free ball. Here, Rally, handled the dig to send it over, and Feldman with the execution. Feldman is unstoppable up front. After the timeout, she is garnered back-to-back points here for the Redskins. Little River 14, Frankfurt 12. And those back-to-back points there coming off of Feldman. And Frankfurt here, chance left side to serve it up, and Parthamer puts down the kill. Parthamer 4 kills in the match, 3 in this set alone. Little River now only up 14-13. Frankfurt trying to tie it all back up here. Nearly an ace from Haug. Backcourt receiving it there. Now here Frankfurt a chance to put it over and Parthamer into the net on the far boundary. Now Little River up 15-13. Up by 2 here in this second set. Substitution here on the court side for Little River. Coming back in is Macy Schubert. And stepping out on the court is Evie Look. Both those two have kind of switched back and forth here on the court side. Here's a serve by Feldman. And here, right in the middle, Lorelai Loizzo, block up front by Rally, leading the charge, her second block of the game. It's now 16-13. Little River over Frankfurt. Feldman back to serve once more here on the left side. Dribbling it here, the left server, left-handed server, gets it over. Here Haug, right in front here, trying to set up Lorelai Loizzo, and does Loizzo put it down the frozen rope? Yes, she does. Balled it out in the backcourt line. Three kills in this set for Lorelai Loizzo. And now Tessa Parthamer, the 5'7" junior outside hitter, back to serve on the left side, gets it over, nearly an ace. Here the left. And Rally quiets it down there on the Frankfurt side with a big kill, building momentum there on that kill shot. Rally here, six kills in the match, three kills in both sets. 17-14, Little River leads over Frankfurt in set number two here. Out right in left side to Dollinghouse, and Dollinghouse puts it down on the line. Actually, also, they're going to say he was tipped up front by Little River. It's now just 17-15, and the number 8 seed team forced a set 3 against the number 1. Frankfurt down by 2, 17-15. Here, Frankfurt handling it with it. Dollinghouse blocked right back. She digs up her right elbow, keeping this Rally alive. Up front here, deep push to the right corner by Lafferty. Rally's still going here. Parthamer sends it over. Left side now. Olander dug up by Haug in the back court at the 10-foot line. A free ball sent over by Dollinghouse. Now here another chance, and that one too long by Olander. A huge Rally that Frankfurt is able to come away with after a mistake by Little River. And now Lorelai Loizzo back to serve. 17-16. Frankfurt here down by one. Upside Orlando. And that time she puts it down for the kill. Olander on that right side has been so dominant here. And then second set, 18-16. Frankfurt trails by two to Little River. How? Sets up right in front to Savannah Jackson. It's blocked right back to the Frankfurt Wildcats. Left to send it over free bound by Hawk. She's able to get it over. Tailed him right in the middle to Olander. And she puts it down again. Olander back-to-back times here. Getting set up and putting it down for kills. It's now 19-16. And here now Little River is starting to separate the score late in this second set. A must-win set for Frankfurt. Parthamer deflected right back to the Wildcats before getting it right back over. Handled up front, Savannah Jackson. Set right back to the Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse diagonal, ears reaching for it, keeping it alive, a free ball. Great work by Feldman, and a great save in the deep back by Wright. And Frankfurt sends it long, and Little River gets the point. Incredible hustle by Lucy Wright, the senior opposite side hitter, chasing the volleyball down out of bounds on the right corner and able to keep that Rally going for his team to get the point. 2016, Little River over Frankfurt right in the middle. Deflected right back. Orlander on the charge for the block. And Orlander, she has had an impactful second set with four kills and two blocks. And that timeout will be called here by Vicki Adams and the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt down by five. Down by four here to Little River, 20-16. We're back here in a quick 30. First set number two, a must win here for Frankfurt.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfort Wildcats down 21-16 here. Now down 22-16. Hey, by Little River. Back behind the service line with it was Kate Hendrickson, her first in the game, first ace here for Little River and first ace from both teams. 22-16 in set number two. Parthamer, Jackson, right back to Parthamer, deflected. Free ball, gets sent back over. There's a rally between these two teams for this next point. Frankfort, now Dollinghouse, and Dollinghouse into the net. No, excuse me, just gets it over the top of the tape. And this rally continues. Frankfort, Howe, Dollinghouse, another chance on the side, and she that time does in fact put it into the net. 23-16. And since that Little River timeout, when Little River was tied 12-12 with Frankfort, they only have 4 points, and they have scored a multitude. Right now, Little River controlling it in the backcourt. Free ball gets sent over by Feldman. Step opportunity for Frankfort, not able to get the set properly up, though. Here's a chance for Little River, and executed on the left line, Lucy Wright. 24-16, it's match point for the Little River Redskins here over the Frankfort Wildcats. 24-16, they won set one, 25-15. Trying to end it here with, right now, Hendrickson behind the service line. Up front, Olander gets deflected right back to her. Little River, another chance here. Sending up right. It's picked up from the back court here. Dollinghouse, a finesse tap, and that goes down. A diagonal swipe from Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Her fifth kill of the match, third of the set. Shane Anderson. Now back to serve here for Frankfort, down 24-17, still on match point here. A must-win set for Frankfort. Almost an ace by Anderson. A free ball is able to get over by Wright. Frankfort having some time here to get it set up, but they could not get it. Free ball sent back here to Frankfort. Now here's another opportunity. Up front, a dink across by Savannah Jackson. And now it's back to Frankfort. Okay, here's another chance. Here's Dollinghouse, deflected right back over, and that'll conclude the match here between Little River and Frankfort. A dominant showcase here of the Little River Redskins, the number one team in Class 1A Division 1 and the three-time defending state champions in this classification. They take out Frankfort in straight sets, 25-15, 25-17. Don't go nowhere, though. If you're from the Frankfort community, Frankfort continuing play here up next as the Centralia Panthers coming back onto the court here. Our next matchup here on 2.1 KMZ, Frankfort and Centralia. We're going to take a quick step aside, recap this match, and then we'll take a longer break for the next matchup coming up. Frankfort and Centralia, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now's the time to call Trailers for You at 785-292-4166. Looking for a rugged, travel-long steel stock trailer built to last, or ready to step up to a premium Merit aluminum stock trailer? We'll get it built your way with the features that matter most to you. And while you're here, let's talk seed. Find out what's working on our farm and get yours ordered today to lock in the best prices. That's Trailers for You in downtown Frankfort, your trusted trailer and seed headquarters. Call us today at 785-292-4166.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA. Last time here, talking about this Frankfort Wildcats and Little River match, and then we'll get right into the Centralia Panthers and the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, Frankfort the number 8 and Centralia Panthers the number 4. The two top teams here in this pool will continue on Saturday. This is a big upcoming matchup for both of these teams because Frankfort still has Gosselaar after Centralia. And more importantly, Centralia still has Little River right after Frankfort. So there'll be a lot of fun left here remaining on the morning and the afternoon. But again, real quick, concluding here, this Frankfort matchup here between Little River. Little River won straight sets 25-15, 25-17. Frankfort came away with 18 kills, 2 blocks, and 1 total service error in that match against Little River. Little River dominated with 28 kills, 1 ace, 7 blocks, and only 2 service errors against the Frankfort Wildcats. Leading the way was Erika Feldman, who had a total of 13 points, 10 kills, and 3 blocks, all there for the KBA Class 1A Division 1 reigning player of the year from last season, who has just been an incredible player. But there was a lot of other great players who stepped up for Little River. But don't forget, here are some good stats here for the Frankfort Wildcats. Ashton Dollinghouse stepping up with 5 kills and a block. Spanna Jackson, 2 kills. Lorelei Loizo at 6 kills on the match. Tessa Parthamer also had 4 kills there as well for the Frankfort Wildcats. So again, Frankfort drops to 0-1 here in pool play. Little River, they jump to 1-0. They still have Gosselaar to play as well as the Centralia Panthers. Frankfort, as I mentioned, still Centralia and Gosselaar left up here next form. We got one more match before we take a minor break, but again, Frankfort Centralia upcoming here, taking us up a side. We're back in a couple of minutes. It's the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Centralia Panthers. Must-win game here for both these teams to try to get top 2 here in this pool play, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.